The soybean cyst nematode has been known to cost farmers a lot of yield and therefore a lot of money. And it's looking like this might be a year with a lot of these pests. I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Soil samples are showing a lot of soybean cyst nematode eggs, and they're in larger numbers earlier than usual. We'll hear from Jim Friedrichs at AgSource Laboratory next on Managing for Profit. Jim Friedrichs at the AgSource Laboratory in Ellsworth, Iowa, tells Brownfield he has been going over records of the past 4 years and is finding that soil samples are coming in this year with higher numbers of soybean cyst nematode eggs than usual.
In June and July, we get a few samples. This year, we've seen more samples in the 4,000 to 5,000 eggs per 100 cc's than we've seen in the last 4 years. And so it's possibly indicating a trend for higher counts. We're starting to get some more samples in this week again, so we'll see if that trend is true and if it continues over the summertime.
Yeah. Are you finding any certain regions are hot spots for the egg counts?
The information that I have is that just the higher temperature that we had this year caused the eggs to hatch earlier, and so the females were able to start the generation sooner, and so we would anticipate seeing more of that. Those spots that would be most likely to have higher egg counts would be areas that were moister and higher in temperature. So a wet spot, not necessarily a flooded spot, but a damp, wet spot in the field could have higher counts. Also, if it's an area that's had poor weed control in the past, that may be an area where you'll see higher egg counts as well.
Friedrichs says most requests for egg counts happen in the fall at harvest time, but they have had more requests earlier this year.
My recommendation is to sample early enough so that you can start to plan for your subsequent rotations. If you start to see the nematode egg count increasing in your field, then you need to start a long-term rotation where you plant resistant varieties of soybeans and rotate that with a non-host crop such as corn or alfalfa or some other non-soybean cyst nematode host.
And he says how the soil samples are taken matters.
Limit the sample size or area to about 20 acres. And in that 20 acres, collect 10 to 15 cores, mix that well, and send that in. If you're sampling a field that was in soybeans, it's important to get the cores close to the rows of soybeans, making sure you get a point in the soil where there will be a high population. You want to sample that. That's where you're looking for.
Most of the samples Friedrichs has seen have come from Iowa, but says states like Nebraska and Wisconsin have university-based soil testing services, so they won't see as many samples from those states. I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.